I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
For the past 15 years, the Free Range Film Festival has been showing a unique mix of independent films in a century-old barn a few miles south of Renshaw, Minnesota, a town of about 400 people. That's 25 miles south of Duluth. When I stopped by, they were busily preparing for this year's event, but took time to talk with me.
I'm Annie Dugan. I'm the co-organizer of the Free Range Film Festival. We show movies in a big old barn in northern Minnesota at the end of June. So it's the last Friday and Saturday in June, June 28th and 29th this year, but it's always the last weekend in June. And we have this beautiful old structure. It's 103 this year. It was built in 1916, and it's a beautiful three-story barn. It was built as a horse barn and then was used as a cow barn, and now it's used as a film barn. So my husband and I bought the place. He has a farm down the road. So when we bought the property, there wasn't any land attached, but we didn't need the land for farming because we had this gorgeous structure, and the people that we'd bought it from, it had been in their family forever. They had actually really kept it up, which is beautiful to see. And we wanted to be able to honor the structure and do something in it. Friends of ours were filmmakers, and we thought, you know, let's have a screening for your film. And this was in 2003 or 2004. So the internet was, you know, you could sort of start to get in contact with people all around the world. And so we thought, well, if we're showing their films, maybe we'll show other people's, and maybe other people want to see their movies in a big old barn. So we put it out online, and we got, you know, a ton of different films that were given to us, you know, from Germany, from Australia, and from right here in Renshaw. And so that first year, we thought, you know, oh, we're going to get 30 people, and we had 300 show up. So we're like, oh, wait, people actually like doing this. So we've sort of kept it pretty manageable for ourselves over the years, pretty much sort of the same. But what we've tried to do is cultivate relationships with filmmakers, because it's a unique venue, and we get a unique audience. Like, we get people from Duluth, from the Twin Cities, but also people from just down the rural route. So it's this really interesting mix of folks who are experiencing independent cinema, which is, I think, it's not just a microcosm of people who love films, even though that's part of it, but you also just get people wanting to enjoy art together, which I think is really rare in our culture today.
Tell me a little about the films.
We take submissions from whoever wants to give us a submission, and we get maybe, I don't know, 200 or 300 submissions every year, but we really only have space for 30. Up to 30. We try and show a real mix of things that people might not normally see in the theater. So we try and show a lot of animation, documentary, voices that you might not normally hear. So we aren't looking necessarily for the slickest movie or the most well-produced. We're looking for that voice that is telling a story that is going to connect with people in an interesting way. This year is interesting because usually we don't have a thematic thread that runs through everything, but this year the thematic thread is competition. So we have three screening sessions, so Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday evening. And at each one of those, we're showing a documentary about a competition that features a very unique hobby or contest of some sort. So Friday evening is a documentary about competitive creative dog grooming. So think like dogs that look like dinosaurs or dogs. It is wild what these people come up with. And then Saturday afternoon is a documentary called Float. That's just this gorgeous documentary about F1D flying, which is basically model airplanes. They have them in these gorgeous settings in like a salt mine in Romania. So it's just this beautifully meditative movie. Like, you know, you think, oh, competition movie, it's going to be like intense. And it's just like the most relaxing thing because you're watching planes float around. And then Saturday evening is a documentary from a local filmmaker here who's shown it all nationally, but he's having his local Renshaw premiere. And it's called Rip List. And it features folks in Fargo who who are part of a celebrity death pool. It sounds really morbid, and it is, but it's also really funny and poignant. So they basically choose who they think is going to die that year, and then whoever gets the most picks right wins, you know, bragging rights and a small trophy. So it's it's, but like the way that the filmmaker is able to investigate this idea and also sort of pull out pieces of how we think about celebrity culture, how we think about death in our society is certainly something that we don't talk about. So I'm really excited because I think that the films, you know, there is this through line, so there's something for people to talk about throughout the weekend. You know, it gives them something to share with their friends and sort of say, well, how did these people approach it, or how did those? Yeah. So, and what's really great is we have a lot of filmmakers come to the festival. So this year we have someone, a filmmaker from Brooklyn, a couple from Pennsylvania, another one from Manhattan, one from Milwaukee. So we get a really nice mix of folks who are coming to screen their film. And we usually get a pretty good audience, knock on wood, to ask questions. Like, we have a really engaged audience. So I think the filmmakers sort of have learned that, and so they're wanting to participate and be a part of it. We also do, like, a home-cooked meal for them on Saturday, and it's a neat social interaction for folks to connect, so...
Well, since you mentioned that theme, one of the questions I was going to ask, I know some film festivals do have competitions. Yeah. Do you have a competition? Are there awards?
That's a great question. So... even though we have this through theme of competition in our in our film programming this year, all of our films we feel like won an award if they're able to show in a barn. So we don't give away prizes, although we do give to all the filmmakers who attend, we give them a bag full of vegetables. So we my husband and I have an organic farm just down the road, so we feel like it fits with the brand of the Free Range Film Festival to have fresh carrots to munch on while you're watching the movies. We have popcorn too, but you know.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Annie Dugan about the Free Range Film Festival. I asked Annie to tell me more about the barn.
So the barn is actually three stories. So we have three screening rooms. We have the sort of the room where the concessions are, and then a lean-to, and then the upstairs loft, which seats the most people. That seats around 120. The lean-to seats 42, and the concessions area seats another 30. So over the whole full weekend, we have about 500 folks that come through, but it's never like overly busy on a certain, like you don't have to buy tickets ahead of time. We have filled it in the past, but what's great is we can open up the garage door and people can sit out in the lawn. So there's never been a moment where we're like, you know, at capacity, which is nice. Like I sort of like keeping it smaller. In the loft, we have people think, oh my God, I don't want to go to sit in a barn in the middle of summer. But in the loft, we have, since the barn is built into a hill, there's a basement, and we pump cold air up from the basement of the barn with a little muffin fan and shoot it out through the grain chutes into the hayloft. So it's actually quite reasonable up there. There's an air-conditioned barn, basically. There's a couple really fun secrets in the barn. So while we have three screening spaces, we also actually have a fourth screen, and that's our camera obscura. So we have, in one of the granaries, we have built a camera obscura room, which is basically a large-scale pinhole camera. So we just thought we had this extra room, and it was a really fun thing to do and to think about how where film sits in that scale of photography and image making. Yeah. So that's a really fun thing if you have a little bit of extra time to check out the camera obscura room. For the past 3 years, we've had a virtual reality tent. So we have shown movies by filmmakers that use VR and 360. So we'll be doing that again this year.
And what does she see for the future of the festival?
We've been pretty, I don't know what the word is for it, but we've been pretty conscientious about trying to make it manageable for ourselves every year. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, is it going to grow into the Sundance, or it's going to grow into, you know, Telluride? And it's like, well, no, it's just going to be what it is. Like, I think that in and of itself is... it's fine, it's lovely, it's beautiful, and I don't want to change the recipe. We're not making any money, but we're not losing enough money to make it so that we don't do it again next year. And so far, that's worked fine. It's not a huge operation, but it's as well-oiled as we can make it. Some of my favorite films from the last years that we've shown are ones that you would see anywhere else. One is like a 2-minute movie called Unicorn Kebab, which is this that we got. It was one of the first years we were doing the festival, and we got this package mailed to us that smelled terrible. It was like this VHS, and it was written, the entry form was like written in crayon, and so I don't know where it came from. It was just like one of these like beautiful pieces that you're like, this makes no sense, and that's what's really beautiful about it. And I just think the stories that have come to us through documentaries have really been engaging. There was a documentary a few years ago called Abel Raises Cain, and it was a filmmaker who was doing a piece about her dad, who was this famous huckster or trickster, like who pulled off all these really fun media capers. I just love films that you sort of look at and you're like, oh, this is going to be terrible, and then it turns out to be it takes different turns that you think, oh, that was really creative. My favorite moment on pretty much every film festival is Saturday evening, right when we've started the last feature, and I can exhale and walk out to the road and look back and see this crowd of people and the movie playing through the haymow and think, oh, this is why I'm doing it. This is beautiful.
If you were in my movie, I'd have you as the doctor. Small black bag and a big black coat.
The Free Range Film Festival in Renshaw. Unique films in a unique environment. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home.
You could be the detective. You could sit behind the desk with a question on your lip. Examine her for motive. Investigate the scene. In the ever-present danger, keep the holster at your hip. If you were in my movie. If you were in my movie.